Winnie the Pooh by A.A. Milne. Story 1, in which we are introduced.
Here is Edward Bear now, coming downstairs on the back of his head, behind Christopher Robin.
It's the only way he knows of coming downstairs, but sometimes he feels that there really is another way. If only he could stop bumping for a moment and think of it. And then he feels that perhaps there isn't.
Anyhow, here he is at the bottom and ready to be introduced to you. Winnie the Pooh.
When I first heard his name, I said, just as you were going to say, but I thought he was a boy.
So did I.
Then you can't call him Winnie.
I don't.
But you said...
He's Winnie the Pooh. Don't you know what the means?
Ah, yes, now I do.
I hope you do too, because it's all the explanation you're going to get.
Sometimes Winnie the Pooh likes a game of some sort when he comes downstairs, and sometimes he likes to sit quietly in front of the fire and listen to a story. This evening...
What about a story?
What about a story?
Could you very sweetly tell Winnie the Pooh one?
I suppose we could. What sort of stories does he like?
About himself, because he's that sort of bear.
Oh, I see.
So could you, very sweetly.
We'll try.
Once upon a very long time ago now, about last Friday, Winnie the Pooh lived in a forest all by himself under the name of Sanders.
What does under the name mean?
It means he had a name over the door in gold letters and lived under it.
Winnie the Pooh wasn't quite sure.
Now I am.
Then we'll go on.